This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Steve Kramer will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, and printed copies of the sermon will follow the program. We're happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every week on this station.
Life is made up of good choices and not so good choices. Some lead to life while others lead to dead ends. Today, we're going to look at a song that our Heavenly Father had composed to help us make good, life-giving choices. Stay with us and find out what wisdom God's Word offers us about our choices. Let's pray. Lord, you are an amazing God. We praise you as our Creator. You made the heavens and the earth. As we look at the stars, the sun, the moon, and the sky, and as we enjoy the beauty of your creation around us, we are amazed at your power and creativity. We also praise you as our Redeemer. As we think about the cross and the empty tomb, the risen Christ, the price you paid to save us from our sins, we are amazed at your grace towards us. As we open your holy word and allow your Spirit to guide and direct us in the way of kingdom life, again, Lord, we are amazed at your wisdom and goodness and care for us. Lord, you truly are an amazing God. Amen.
And that leads.
As a parent, something that's very important to me is that my children would make good choices. Whether it be the friends that they choose to be associated with, or the kind of things that they put into their bodies, it's important that they make good choices. When it comes to decision-making in regards to values and what is right and what is wrong and what is smart and what is not so smart, you want your children to make good choices. We have a Father in heaven who looks down upon us as his children, and the longing of our Father's heart is that his children would make good choices. Long ago, he authored a song for us that we're going to look at today about choices. It's in the book of Psalms, which means song, and it's the first psalm. Would you turn to it and look at it with me now? Psalm 1. Let's read it together. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers, but their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Here ends our reading. It appears that we, as people living under God, are faced with choices. There are actually three verses in this Psalm 1 which talk to us about those choices. The first couple of lines talk first about that there are two ways from which one might choose to go. There's the way of the wicked, the sinner, the scoffer. Wicked is another way of saying the ungodly. We oftentimes think about murderers and pornographers and so on when we think of that word wicked, but when Scripture talks about wicked, it's talking about those who have chosen to live a life without God. The attitude is, I don't need God to tell me how to run my life. I can take care of myself, thank you. These people are referred to as the wicked. Associated with that word often is the word sinner. A sinner is someone, the image is, it's someone who's missing the mark. The picture is of a marksman who takes aim at a target with his bow and arrow and misses it, falls short. God has offered his directions for life, but the one who says, I don't need them, are like marksmen who miss God's purposes for their life. They fall short of God's purposes and totally miss the mark by taking their own way. And so they find themselves far from God's way of living. They're like a shooter missing the target. The scoffers, also associated with the wicked in this song, are the cynics who poke fun at religious things. They feel they don't need God telling them what to do or think in life. Surrendering oneself to God's care is kind of laughed at and looked down upon as something that's for the weak, a crutch, but not for me. I don't need him. They're cynical. That's the way one might choose for oneself, according to this song. It's referred to as the way of the wicked. Some people choose that way. But there's another way that sometimes gets chosen, and that's outlined here as well in the first verse. It's called the way of the Lord. Happy is a person who doesn't take the way of the wicked, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates upon it day and night. That word delight is not simply talking about having a good feeling inside of yourself, like being delighted in that granddaughter's precocious ways. To talk about delight is oftentimes associated in Scripture with wanting to do something in response. Happy is the one who delights in the law of the Lord, who does something with it. And the law of the Lord is not only the Ten Commandments, as we might think when we hear that word law. It's really the Old Testament way of saying the Bible. It's called the Torah. The Torah described for Israel what God had done for them in Egypt. He had saved them from slavery by his grace and made them his people. And the rest would tell about how they were to live in response to that as his people. There was wisdom to be found in living his way. So God had the right instructions for making their life work as a community. This part was called the law of the Lord, the Torah. If we were talking today, it would be the Word of God, Scripture, the Bible. So happy is the one whose delight, who loves to do or work the plan that God has laid out for us in his Word. That's the way of the Lord. So there are two ways to choose from: the way of the wicked, the way of the Lord. The second verse in this song tells us that there are, depending upon which way you choose, two different pictures of a life. I suppose you might refer to them as the results of what way is chosen. Two kinds of people living two kinds of lives in this world. Our songwriter uses two pictures taken from the farm, which shouldn't surprise us after all, since this was an agricultural society in which the song originated. The first picture is the result of choosing the way of the Lord. Happy is the man who delights in the ways of the Lord. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding fruit and never withering, prospering. It's filled with life. To be planted is to be solidly placed, deeply rooted. And so the winds may come and the storms may hit us, but the tree continues to stand strong. That's the way of the Lord. It not only grows stronger, but its beauty grows as well, as its roots are deeply nurtured by the streams of water flowing next to it, helping it to grow. And it becomes a thing of beauty, like a beautiful fruit tree. And even when it hits a dry spell, that beauty is retained. It does not wither. And furthermore, the songwriter tells us it bears fruit. It makes life taste better for all those around it. That's the way of the Lord. Those who stay in tune with the one who is eager to share with us and show us what makes a life really work through his word. You end up strong, more beautiful, able to face anything life throws at you. But the songwriter also gives us a contrast, another picture. As he says, "Not so the wicked. They're like chaff blowing in the wind." Now, I don't know a lot about farming, but I've done a little reading that in the biblical times, after cutting the grain, the farmer would take the wheat into the threshing floor and would leave the remains after threshing lying on the floor to dry. And then on a breezy day, the farmer would come in with his winnowing fork and throw it up into the air. It's an interesting image. Maybe you remember the winnowing fork being talked about by John the Baptist when he described that the Christ would separate the wheat from the chaff, that the winnowing fork was already at work. Anyway, back to our picture. The wheat is surrounded by these husks known as chaff. And when the farmer would throw that pile of grain up into the air with his winnowing fork, the wind would hit the grain and the chaff would be blown away by the wind, while the grain, which is heavier, would drop to the floor. Oftentimes, if this were done in a more enclosed area, the farmer might sweep up the chaff that falls around the room and throw it into the furnace for burning. They're like chaff, the wicked. It's a funny thing about chaff. It's kind of at the mercy of the wind, isn't it? It just blows around aimlessly, never quite landing, never sure where it's going to end up. And chaff is considered worthless. Not good for much of anything. Doesn't produce anything. Oh, perhaps a little anguish for the farmer who would get some of it on him. It sticks. I used to go threshing out in North Dakota when I was a little boy, and on a hot day, it was miserable when that would get stuck on you. The way of the wicked. The songwriter says, picture that life like one of chaff. It floats around, never quite knowing where you'll end up, never really producing anything useful, never fulfilling God's purposes for your life. The way of the Lord is like a tree, beautiful and strong, the songwriter says. But the way of the wicked is a chaff-like life. There's a third verse to this song. It appears that there are different endings for each of these choices, the way of the wicked, the way of the Lord. The first ending is not so happy, which is the way of the chaff. The songwriter says, the wicked will not stand in the way of judgment. They will not stand in the presence of God. You see, that's what they chose. They're ungodly. They don't want God. The way of the wicked will not stand with the righteous in the congregation, those who have a right relationship with God, because these individuals have no relationship with God. It's a life separated from God, the source of life. Isn't it interesting that the song begins with the word happy, but the final word, which describes the way of the wicked, is perish. The way of the wicked will perish. But as I said, the song begins with the word happy, or another way of saying that would be blessed. Blessed is a person, blessed by God in a sense of having a well-being in the presence of God in the worst or the best of times, is the person who is in tune with the melodies of God's word, who is in a relationship with God, delighting in learning and doing his word, meditating upon it day and night. To meditate means simply to slowly read it, maybe even memorize parts of it, and slowly then chew on it, like a cow chews its cud, digesting it. Reading the Bible is not meant to be a speed reading course. Slow down. Just let the word get into you. We oftentimes hear people talk about getting into the Word, but we're not called to get into the Word, but to let the Word get into us. And that happens when we read it more slowly and think about it. There's no hurry. No speed reading necessary. After all, what is the hurry? If I order a $40 steak dinner, I'm not going to gulp it down. No siree. I'm going to savor it, each bite. And that's what we're called to do. That's the way of the Lord. Savoring the Word of God. And it leads to the state of being happy or blessed in the Lord. Two ways to choose from. Two pictures. Two endings. Whenever we read a song like this, that's been saved for us down through the ages, we must always ask the question, what did the author, the divine author, the Holy Spirit, have in mind to move us towards? What is he encouraging us to do with this? What is he looking for from us, the listener? It's really quite simple. Are you listening? Here it is. God wants you to choose him. For to choose him and his way is to choose life. You see, this God who wants you to choose him went to great lengths to make you his own. He gave his only son at the cross and raised him up again that first Easter. To restore that broken relationship between God and yourself. He wants a relationship with you. And so his song cries out to each of us who listen this day, choose me. I know what makes a life work. After all, I invented it and designed it, didn't I? I ought to know what will make your life work for you. Draw near to me. Open my word. Read it. Reflect upon it. Work it. And you will have life. I will change your life for the better. And you will discover happiness. Amen.
Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father and I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling. And I with thee one. Now and always, thou and thou only first in my heart, high King of heaven, my treasure. Thank you.
Would you pray with me? Almighty God, your word is truth, and the truth sets us free. Keep us hungry and thirsty for your word of life. Help us to be people who savor your instruction, who do your will, and rejoice in the good news of grace every day of our lives. By the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, grow us into beautiful, strong trees that bear fruit to your glory and to your honor. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
You have been listening to the Christian Crusaders radio and internet ministry. It is our prayer that today's gospel message has been a blessing in your life and will be a strong foundation for the week ahead. If you would like to continue your support of Christian Crusaders well into the future, please consider including this ministry in your estate planning. By offering an estate gift to Christian Crusaders, you can leave a legacy that is built on bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to thousands of listeners for many years to come. For more information on estate planning, please call our office at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your gifts to Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Christian Crusaders has a 5-volume set of DVD video sermons that is available by calling toll-free at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You can also order the set online at christiancrusaders.org. Each volume in this set of dynamic and uplifting sermons is available for a suggested donation of $10 or $50 for the set. Also available on DVD are Reverend Larson's sermons on the resurrection, originally broadcast on radio during this past Easter season. For a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 74th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.